Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Manage your power with the MyMTE app. Track your energy, pay bills, and more. That's the MyMTE app. You'll want to check it out for sure. We've got Murfreesboro City Schools conversation coming up here this morning. The Director of Communications and Strategic Initiatives is with us. I did a little research today.
You did.
I made sure I got the title.
I never even get it.
So what's going on with City Schools? A big after fall break. Push toward Thanksgiving, I guess.
I know. Isn't that amazing? I heard this morning maybe there's nine Fridays until Christmas. Is that right? Something nine and Christmas. Be. I don't know. It was amazing. I was like, oh, no, we're not ready for that. So anyway, lots of stuff, which is amazing when I come back and I look at the calendar and you go, wow, it is just so many activities for our parents to be a part of our schools as well as things happening in the school buildings. Mm-hmm. Lots of STEAM walks and art shows, and then just that day-to-day great lessons happening in those classrooms. And that's really what it's all about, is making sure that every day those teachers show up and are ready to teach. But the fun things that I get to do are the things like coming up is our Latin America tribute that Bradley hosts with Patterson Park. And then we have schools across our district actually participating with that. So community is invited to it. It's going to have some arts. It'll have crafts. It'll have food. I mean, what else do you want? Arts, crafts, and food. Our students are on display for not only their artistic ability, but again, you get that cultural just awareness in there. So that is, again, that is at Patterson. It's on October 23rd from 5 to 6:30. So it is a collaboration between the city and Murfreesboro City Schools. It's going to be a great evening.
Yeah, yeah. And it's cool to be able to, I guess, partner in that type of way, with the city to make a really big event.
Yeah, well, it's great for Patterson. It's great for us. It mm-hmm. just all works out well together, and they have the space to do it. And again, just having Bradley right there beside of that community center makes a big difference as far as that outreach. But it won't just be Bradley students. It will be students from across our district. Either Still DeBurl will be there, so you'll hear that. There'll also be, like I said, a lot of artwork up from across the district. Just really, it'll be a great evening. One of those you can drop in, stay for 30 minutes, or stay for the entire hour and a half, whatever works for you and your family.
Very nice. And what's the date?
It is October the 23rd.
Okay.
And it is from 5 until 6:30.
So this Thursday.
It's this Thursday. Lots happening this week.
Yeah, yeah. What else have you got on your calendar there?
Well, you know, it is foundation time for me. Mm. So our City Schools Foundation met last week on Tuesday and voted to give out those teacher grants again this year. Uh-huh. And always a great day. I appreciate our foundation so much for all they do. So next week we'll be distributing over $60,000 in grants to our teachers, and that goes directly in those classrooms. But this weekend we're raising money for that. And the way the foundation works is we have two major fundraisers a year. Those monies that are raised this year go into classrooms next year. So we don't sit on money. We put that money right back out into those classrooms. But it's pickleball time for us.
Oh, nice.
Again, another collaboration with Murfreesboro. We will be at Adams Tennis Complex on their pickleball courts. And it is great when we look at all the things we do with the city. Of course, we're part of the city, but to be able to get all of those entities working together. So our pickleball, it's called Serve It Up. Again, it proceeds goes to the City Schools Foundation for our grants, and I'm so excited about it. It's pickleball only this year. The past couple of years, it's had tennis as well, but we tried just do one tournament this year instead of trying to, you know, divide. But we'll be on those pickleball courts at Old Fort Parkway, which is if you play pickleball, you know where they are.
Yeah.
But we do have some spots still available, so if someone wants to play, we have men's casual, women's casual, doubles, everything is doubles, by the way. So, or if you wanted to play more in those competitive, there's also that. And then we have mixed doubles as well, but that's only in the casual play. Mm-hmm. I have to shout out Eric Clements has stepped up and helped us a lot on this. He is our tournament director, just helping out with the foundation. And it just shows that you don't have to be on the foundation board to really help the city schools. But Julie Corcoran and Tamara Gwynn are also our chairs for that event. And so it's going to be a great day. And I realize as I'm talking, I am talking very fast for my southern brain.
Well, there's a lot to take in on that, but where do you sign up for that if you want to take
part? So you can go to our City Schools Foundation website, and that is part of, and on the very front of the news post, it talks about the pickleball tournament and how to sign up. That's the easiest way. If you are a pickleball player and you have ever used Scoreholio, that's the platform it's being hosted on. So you can register directly on Scoreholio as well. But okay, if you go to the foundation page on the website, it gives you all the details and how to sign up. It's $60 per team, so $30 each. And there's lots of fun things, even like team name. And it's been interesting to see what people come up with as far as team names.
You're giving some prizes for that, aren't you?
Oh, we are doing prizes for team names. We're doing prizes for first and second. Again, B&B Trophy has one of our sponsors and is getting those prizes ready for us. We've got pickleball paddles. We've got lots of fun things. It's going to be a fun evening. So we'll start Friday night, and that night will be a round robin. So everybody's going to play in their own brackets, and they'll do a round robin. From that, we go to Saturday morning to bracket play. So where you place in your round robin will be how you go with the brackets. And so Friday night will be probably 6 to 9 at the most. Depends on if someone has a long, long match. And then Saturday will begin at 9 a.m. And we assume we'll be finished by about 11:30. And then, again, if you want to come early, before we start, you can get your warm-up in. Everybody needs to warm up because, you know, there's a lot of us who play pickleball that's a little bit older. We need to stretch those muscles a little bit more. So, again, so much going on in our district, inside the classrooms as well as outside. We will be at MTSU this week as well doing a tennis clinic with our kids. Coach Borendane and the men's and women's tennis will be out there with us, and they always host that for us in the fall and spring. So our kids who want to learn how to play tennis or who are already playing a little bit can come out and have a free tennis clinic with those guys.
That's nice.
And ladies. And it's really nice because they get to see kind of college tennis at its best.
I guess November, too, will bring the partnership with basketball.
Oh, yeah. November 1st. The first Monday in November, we'll be going to MTSU for a basketball game, and that will be our 4th through 6th grade students, and it is always a great time. So, again, the more we can get our students outside the classroom engaged and off of, you know, forget the screen time, let's get engaged and get moving, makes a big difference for us.
So, that would be an early morning kind of thing, I think.
It's 10:30 game time. And
it's on the 3rd.
Thank you.
That's the first Monday.
So it's the 3rd. That's going to throw us off a little bit. We've never played on a Monday. Well, I'm sure they've played on a Monday.
Sure.
We've never had our thing on a Monday. A little bit earlier than what we typically do it, but we're excited to have it. And one of the most fun days, and when you talk to the students as they're graduating us, 6th grade graduation, they talk about basketball and how exciting that was. And I think, again, it's our job to be preparing them for the future. And if just getting them on that college campus to say, hey, this is what college looks like. This is what college sports looks like. This is what a day in your future could be.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a big difference to them.
So what grade is it? I can't remember now. Is it 3rd?
It's not 4th through 6th.
4th through 6th.
4th through 6th.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good.
And then there's all kinds of other things going on in the school during that time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure. So this is a big month for STEAM as well with, you know, some of the things that the Discovery Center is doing. And I know that they're all over the city and, you know, all over the state. That thing has just blossomed. It's
kind of
crazy.
And we were there Tuesday night with our schools at the airport. And we did art and flight. So we took a STEAM project. The art teachers led it. And so a lot of those projects are still hanging at the airport. Just put some student art up. And I think they'll hang probably through January. But a great night we had our school board meeting there. We had a reception there. And then the students who had their artwork hanging got to come out. They were looking at planes. They were helping design paper airplanes. Again, just trying to make sure we're always engaging our parents, our families, as well as our students in education.
That's a unique place to have meetings, but I've noticed the city council is, they do several out there. So
they have great meeting places. They were had a lot of great foresight to build with some meeting places out there.
Yeah, it's a really cool place. So, gosh, a lot going on, so much happening. And pickleball, I'm going to go back to that because there was one question. Can you sign up? I mean, if you decide maybe on Thursday, do you still, or do you, is there a limit in terms of the number of teams?
We do have a limit on the teams.
Okay.
There's still spots available on all brackets. On all accounts right now. I didn't look this morning, but yesterday I looked and there was like two available on the women's doubles. So yes, if you can't get on, like if it says it's full, send me an email. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
I don't want to turn anyone away, but we do have to start planning. And I would ask for everyone to please register by Thursday at the latest. I know everyone always waits to the last minute. They want to see what the weather is. It's going to be a beautiful night.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. And if it rains,
you've got a weather plan.
Yeah, we have a weather plan. So if it rains, we're still going to play.
Yeah. And all of that information comes out on that same scoring.
Scoreholio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or on our website, either one.
All right. Well, very good. I'll put some of that information on
thank
the podcast
you.
As well.
Thank you.
Lisa, thanks as always for coming in. It's fun to catch up with you.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. From Murfreesboro City Schools, the Director of Communications and Strategic Initiatives, Lisa Trail, joining us with Murfreesboro City Schools. Don't forget to check out the podcast. We will have it up shortly at WGNSradio.com. Wherever you take in podcast, you can go to WGNSradio.com/listen. I'll say it right. And there you can see where you can listen live, and the podcast platforms are all right there listed for you. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you back here next time for Rutherford Issues.